Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chasdai, Pesach Vansir, Harav Mir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. Well, this is a critical time. This Tuesday, March 15th, five very important states are going to be voting in the primaries in the race for the Republican nomination for president. And it will be a time which could be decisive in determining whether or not we can stop Donald Trump from destroying the Republican Party, destroying the conservative movement, and destroying whatever chance we have of defeating Hillary Clinton in November, because Donald Trump would be a disastrous candidate in the general election. But I want to focus just on one little issue here. It's not a little issue, but just on one of the many issues here, on why it is insane to support Donald Trump, why anyone who supports Donald Trump is insane. Polls show that Trump supporters are supporting him because they think he would be the strongest candidate against Hillary Clinton. They think he's the one who could defeat Hillary Clinton. You know, it's just unbelievably ridiculous, hideous fantasy world that these people live in. It's an alternate universe. It's just a complete fantasy world. Donald Trump himself always quotes the polls. When there are polls that are favorable to him, he always quotes the polls. I'm ahead in this poll, I'm ahead in New Hampshire, and I'm ahead in Iowa. Remember all the polls in the caucuses and primary states? He always was quoting those polls. And he was right. In the polls for the Republican nomination, he has consistently been ahead. He has been the front runner in all the polls, or almost all the polls, in the race for the Republican nomination. But in the general election, the polls almost unanimously show him losing disastrously to Hillary Clinton. Disastrously. Here are three polls that Trump has quoted when they were favorable toward him, when they did polls of Republican voters that were favorable toward him. So he quoted these polls. So Trump himself said these polls are good polls, reliable polls. But let's look at these same polls that Trump quoted. He quoted these polls when they showed him ahead in the race for the Republican nomination. Let's show these same polls now that were just taken this week in the past several days. Just released these three polls I'm going to quote for you. Three major polls that Trump himself has quoted repeatedly in the past. He's quoted these polls over and over again. Let's see what these polls say about Trump versus Hillary Clinton in the November election. The poll of NBC News, Wall Street Journal. NBC News and the Wall Street Journal, to split the cost, jointly hired someone to take a poll that has been polling consistently. They've been polling actually together for years. And their poll, which Trump has quoted repeatedly when it was favorable to him in the race for the Republican nomination, their poll shows that in the general election, Hillary Clinton would get 51% of the vote against Donald Trump. And Trump would get only 38% of the vote. 51% to 38% with the remainder undecided. That means that Hillary is leading Donald Trump in this poll by 13%. That's a double-digit overwhelming lead. And this is a poll taken just in a two-way race between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. It is very possible that they're going to be three candidates, that there's going to be a conservative third party that will be formed against Donald Trump, because millions of Republicans and millions of conservatives cannot vote for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, including JTF. We would never support either one of them. So there may be a conservative third party, which would take a lot of votes away from Donald Trump. So if he's 13% behind in a two-way race, imagine what it would be like if you have a three-way race. That's the NBC Wall Street Journal poll. Another poll that Donald Trump has quoted, came out with results he won't like this in the past few days, that's the ABC News Washington Post poll. A poll that he has quoted frequently when the polls were showing that he was leading in the race for the Republican nomination. This poll this week showed Clinton winning 50%, Trump winning 41%. So Clinton is ahead by 9% in that poll. Again, only in a two-way race. So if there's a third party conservative candidate, which many conservatives would want to see if Trump gets the nomination, the situation will be even worse. But even in a two-way race, Clinton easily leading Trump in the Washington, in the ABC News Washington Post poll. And finally, I'm going to quote just one more. There are many other polls that show the same results. CNN, which Trump has quoted over and over again when CNN had polls that were favorable to him. In fact, there was one poll in the summer which showed Trump, a CNN poll which showed Trump leading, and there was another CNN poll which showed him with 49% in the race for Republican nomination. He has quoted that poll so many times, even though it was months ago. He has quoted that poll, so, and he always says, last week CNN came out with a poll. It wasn't last week, it was months ago. But Trump always lies. He's a pathological, sick, evil liar. And his supporters are so stupid. They never check the facts, they never double check, they never question. And even if they found out he was lying, they wouldn't care anyway. Because he's the cult leader. He's the one that they want to support no matter what. But in this CNN poll, again, CNN is a poll. The CNN does polls, which Trump quotes all the time. The same CNN poll that Trump quotes all the time. Just this past week shows Clinton with 52% against Trump. Trump with 44%. So those are three polls that Trump has frequently quoted that just came out just this week, showing Clinton easily defeating Donald Trump. Easily defeating Donald Trump. By the way, those same polls show Ted Cruz either tied with Hillary Clinton or beating Hillary Clinton. Ted Cruz does much better in those polls, and in almost every national poll, Ted Cruz does much better than Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton. Much better. Now, that's the situation now without the conservative third party that may emerge, which would take another 15-20% away from Donald Trump, so he would really be so way behind it would be unbelievable. And there's something else here. Whether there's a conservative third party or not, there's something else at play here. Don't forget that once Trump gets the nomination, the news media is going to go all out exposing everything about him. All out. Things that we haven't even seen, they haven't even scratched the surface about this guy. Including Trump University. Including all the fraud at Trump University, including his connections to organized crime, including the pornography and the peep shows and the strip clubs that he ran, and the gay pornography that he promoted, including all of the scandals and bribery. I mean, he admits that he paid off this one and paid off that one to get some of that payoff. There are many allegations of illegal payoffs as well. So he could also, with all the attention being focused on it, he could also wind up being indicted in the middle of the campaign. Just as Hillary, people say Hillary's going to be indicted. Unfortunately, she's not going to be indicted because the Obama Justice Department is not going to touch her, even though she deserves to be indicted, even though she is a criminal and she violated the law, she endangered national security, but she's not going to be indicted because the Obama Justice Department's not going to do that because they're supporting her. But Trump might be indicted because he has bribed people and he has done things that are illegal in Trump University, committed outright fraud. You know, that's not just a civil case, that's a crime. And of course, all the instances of Trump's adultery and all the, where he bragged when he committed adultery. He bragged about all the affairs that he had with married women when he was married and the women were married. He bragged about all of this. He was proud of it. All of that's going to come out. Even things like, you may not even have heard of this, you know that he was very much against Justice Scalia. Justice Scalia, who passed away, that all the conservatives and Republicans are mourning his death because he really was a pretty good Supreme Court justice. Justice Scalia. Did you know that Donald Trump says he said that he was against Scalia? Because Scalia criticized affirmative action. Trump said he does not support people who are against affirmative action, that he wants affirmative action. He believes we must continue to have affirmative action. And he condemns Scalia for being opposed to affirmative action. It's an interesting point for all the idiots who support Trump. The thing is, you're supporting somebody who supports anti-white racial discrimination, which is what Trump has done in all of his businesses. Trump discriminates against white employees in his businesses. And he calls it affirmative action, and he says, I'm very compliant with affirmative action. He brags about it. But all of these things are going to come out that are going to hurt him among conservatives and that are going to hurt him among other voters in general. All types of scandals. It's all going to come out. It's going to be a daily scandal, a scandal a day after he get once they see he's got the nomination wrapped up, they're going to turn on him like a pack of wolves. And you're going to see a scandal a day come out, and it's going to be a nightmare for the Republican Party, because he'll drag down the whole Republican Party to disastrous defeat. The Republicans will lose control of the United States Senate. It'll be a catastrophe. The only way we could stop this, of course, is by supporting Ted Cruz. He's the only Republican who can stop Donald Trump. He's the only one. It is mathematically impossible for any other Republican to win, for Marco Rubio or John Kasich to win at this point. Mathematically impossible. The only candidate who can stop Donald Trump, who can defeat Donald Trump, is Ted Cruz. And by the way, I haven't even mentioned the fact that as bad as his poll numbers are now, something else that will drag down his poll numbers, other things that will drag down his poll numbers, are his crazy statements, his crazy outbursts, which he will continue. He's out of control. He will continue with his crazy outbursts. Now, he behaved himself in the debate, and then one day later, he was inciting violence again in his demonstrations. I mean, he's just out of control. He has no discipline. And that will drag his poll numbers down. That will scare the hell out of people who don't want a commander-in-chief who acts like a nut. I mean, he acts like a psycho sometimes. He goes on these Twitter rants. He goes crazy. And also, another factor that will hurt him is the deep division in the Republican Party. Just imagine the stories every day. Mitt Romney, who was the Republican nominee last time, has said he will never support Donald Trump if he becomes a nominee, no matter what, will never support him. Now, we're not big fans of Mitt Romney here, because we're a right-wing organization. We're not fans of Mitt Romney, but if Mitt Romney, who was the Republican nominee last time, refuses to support the Republican nominee this year, ooh, that'll be a giant story that will really hurt. That will really, really hurt Trump in the election. And it's not just Mitt Romney, it's Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse and many other Republican officials saying they cannot and will not support Donald Trump. Eric Erickson, William Kristol, just endless numbers of people who run big conservative websites are saying they will not support Donald Trump under any circumstances. We're talking about people that influence many millions of voters. So he's going to have one hell of a problem, and the media will magnify it. They will magnify these things. They will show Trump like a cripple trying to walk into the election as the Republican nominee with a party divided, torn apart, fractured. There'll be a civil war in the Republican Party. That's what we're going to see. And then with the Democrats, you're going to have a completely united party with Hillary Clinton, because Hillary and Bernie Sanders and his supporters, they're all going to get together because they're so much against Trump. They're going to unite behind her. We know they're going to unite behind her. So she'll run with a united Democrat party. He'll run with a completely crippled Republican Party, civil war in the Republican Party. Who knows, by the way, the Republican convention is going to be in Cleveland, Ohio. Who knows what type of violence there may be at the convention? Who knows what the Republican convention is going to look like? Because you have a lot of anti-Trump delegates who are very much against him. I mean, the convention is going to be a disaster. The convention is going to look like there's a civil war in the middle of the convention, while the Democrats are all coming together and uniting behind Hillary Clinton. This obviously will all drag Trump's numbers down even further in the general election. If you know anything about politics, of course this is going to drag his numbers down. So people who think Trump he's going to beat Clinton because he has a big mouth and he curses and he makes up poll numbers that don't exist and distorts what's really happening in the polls. Because of that, his stupid supporters think that he would actually be a strong candidate against her? You got to be kidding me. You live in a fantasy world. He would be a terrible candidate. There is one candidate running who could defeat Hillary Clinton. And by the way, even if our candidate, Ted Cruz, gets the nomination, I'm not guaranteeing you that he will beat Hillary Clinton. The media is going to go against Ted Cruz too. The difference is Ted Cruz didn't run strip clubs and gay porno and didn't endorse and by the way, didn't support Hillary Clinton, so you won't have commercials on TV like you'll have with Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton, she just has to run commercials on TV showing Donald Trump praising her and supporting her and endorsing her and giving her money and saying, now he says I'm so bad? Only a few years ago he was supporting me and said I was so good. I mean, this is... The Democrats can't believe what a gift they're being given. With Ted Cruz, they're going to say he's an extreme right-winger. He's too far to the right, and they're going to attack him as an evangelical Christian. They're going to say, oh, he's nuts. He's a Jesus freak. He's, you know. That's what they're going to say about Ted Cruz. Okay. But they did that. That is what they did to Ronald Reagan, and Reagan was able to win anyway. They called him an extreme right-winger. The attacks on Cruz will be similar to what they did to Ronald Reagan. Whereas the attacks on Trump will be much more serious. And he won't even have the Republican Party defending him. They'll all be running for the hills because they themselves, the Republican Party leaders themselves and the Republican politicians themselves don't like Trump, hate Trump. Now, it's true the Republican establishment does not like Ted Cruz, but at least with him, even though they don't like him, and even though he has gone against them, and he will change things if he gets into office, there's no question about it. Nevertheless, it's not at the point where you have a candidate that they can't at least, it'll be like Reagan. They'll accept it, they won't be happy about it, but they'll accept it. They'll swallow hard and accept it. Whereas with Donald Trump, you know, how does anyone with half a brain endorse a candidate who quotes and praises Benito Mussolini, the fascist leader of Italy, as Donald Trump has done, who refused three times in an interview to condemn David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan, who has the support of all the Nazi leaders and Klan leaders, who play a big role in his internet campaign, even though he says, oh no, I'm not, they play a big role. Anytime you do anything against Donald Trump, you get a lot of responses from Nazis and Klansmen and all types of scum of the earth animals. That's not going to go over well in a general election, to say the least. And so, and it's indefensible. I mean, people can't, that's why even Marco Rubio, John Kasich, the other Republican candidates who promised to support the nominee, now they're saying, hey, this is going so far, we don't know if we're going to be able to support him at this point. I mean, this is really, really serious. This is a completely divided Republican Party with Trump. And I'm not saying Cruz would have an easy time, but the polls show he's running about even with Hillary Clinton. In fact, slightly ahead in most polls. And you can look at Real Politics Average. Go to Real Clear Politics. You can go to that website. You see all the different polls, conservative and Republican polls, Democrat and liberal polls, all of them. The media polls, Fox polls, all of them, they show Cruz in a much stronger position than Trump for obvious reasons. So it's not just that Trump is a liar and not a conservative and takes the wrong positions on every issue, and that's all true. He takes the wrong position on every issue. He will betray us on every issue. He's a fraud. He's a con man. He's a thief. But aside from all of that, he's a loser. He would be the biggest loser in the end. So let's hope that people will get this message. And let's hope on Tuesday, March 15th, that I hope and pray that the voters are wise enough to reject Donald Trump and to vote for Ted Cruz. And after Tuesday, March 15th, we hope for the best. It's an uphill battle. We have an uphill fight right now. Trump has a big lead in delegates because the media wants him so badly. The media is promoting him. The left-wing media has promoted him day and night. Do you know that Donald Trump got more wall-to-wall coverage from the media than all the other... There were 17 candidates running for the Republican nomination. Trump got more coverage than the other 16 candidates combined. Combined! I mean, this is unprecedented. So they've been promoting him day and night because they can't wait. They can't wait to have him in a general election. They'll tear him to shreds in a general election. Anyway, if you don't live in a world of illusions and if you understand the importance of this, join with us. There are four things we ask our fellow JTFers and anyone else watching this to do to help us out so that we can help elect Ted Cruz and so that we can promote our cause of trying to save America and Israel. If you love America, if you love Israel, and you want to save, and you also understand the importance of saving Israel and the Jewish people, as it says in the Bible, I bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. If you understand that, then join with us. You don't have to be Jewish to join JTF and to join Jews for Cruz. You don't have to be Jewish. We are Jews for Cruz. You don't have to be Jewish to join us. There are four things you can do to help at this critical time because we're facing a real critical challenge now. And this is the moment of truth. Number one, we need your prayers. Please pray for the success of what we're trying to do to wake people up before it's too late. Please pray for our success. Prayer is important. Number two, when you see us put up videos either in English or in Hebrew, please promote those videos. Please promote, like, favorite, comment, etc. Promote the videos, share them. Number three, become active on our main pages. If you speak Hebrew, our main page in Hebrew is hayamin.org, hayamin.org. If you don't speak Hebrew, become active on the English page, jtf.org. It's a great page, and the great Shlomo does updates every single day. You'll see very important articles. Every single day you're going to see, you see at least six or seven new articles every day there. New articles or new videos every day there. Six or seven on the page, sometimes eight every day. So there are a lot of updates with information you won't get anywhere else. JTF.org. And finally, last but not least, we need your financial support. If only we had a multi-million dollar budget, we could have made such a big difference here. There's no question. The way we describe things, we could have made such a big difference. And we can make such a big difference in Israel to save Israel as well. Checks, money orders, cash donations sent to our post office box make a big difference. God bless the great JTFers who are helping us. We need your help. This is the time when we really need your help. Help us. If you want to send it to the post office box with checks or money orders or cash donations, that's very, very helpful. God bless you. Or if you prefer to do it online because it's more convenient with your credit card, you go to the PayPal account that we have. It's on our Hebrew main page. On top, a button in English, it says donate in English. You click on that button and in a couple of minutes you can very conveniently donate online with your credit card if you prefer to do that for convenience sake. We need your help. Let's fight together as a team and let's hope and pray, God willing, that people wake up and understand the importance of this. And we are, you know, we're still involved with our campaign in Israel, but this is just such an urgent time in terms of the presidential campaign that we devoted this show to the presidential campaign. And we've devoted a lot of programs to the presidential campaign because this is such a critical time with such tremendous historic implications. So let's hope and pray that we can turn the situation around and we'll do we have to do whatever we can do to try to make a difference. Until next week for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.